And they said to him, Lord, she has 10 pounds already. She's filthy rich. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath, shall be given more. And from him that hath not, even that he has, shall be taken away from him. If you don't do anything with God's word, he gives you some gifts, which he's given you all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Everything belongs to you. If you don't go do something for the kingdom of God and don't make a dent somewhere for Jesus, what is he going to do when he comes again? He's going to take away what you had, and he's going to give it to somebody else that's using his glory, his gifts for his glory. He'll use it. I mean, so he tells you, it's just like this young man that up there the other night, the last night we were there, one of the last young men, fine-looking young man, you know, 25, 28 years old. He said, Pastor, I want to do what you do. I said, well, son, I really think that'll please Jesus. I said, you need to be out there winning people to Jesus. You need to be in the Word every day. He said, I got a hold of your teaching about 3 or 4 months ago, and somebody gave me some and said, I have just been consuming them day and night. But he said, I've never seen God do a miracle or a healing yet. And he said, how long do you think it might be? I said, well, you know, son, I read and studied the Word of God for 10 years before he spoke to me the first time. He said, 10 years? I said, well, yeah, God don't go out there with a young man and just give you a bunch of gifts. He don't want you to make a fool out of yourself. He wants you to realize it's him. And if he gives you this power too soon, you'll start thinking, hey, look at me, I'm somebody. And I said, that's not God. I said, he wants you to humble yourself. He wants to use you for his glory. So I said, just get in there. At least now you finally met a man that has had the privilege to walk in it just a little bit. I said, I've just barely touched a hem of God's garment, just barely. But I said, if I've been able to do it, you can do it. I said, so you get in his word and you seek him and you stay on your face before God, you get in that book and I guarantee he'll use you for his glory. Won't he? Yes, he will. Guarantee he will. But he says, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Verse 27. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and... What? This loving, kind, sweet Jesus? I mean, that must be a different God than I've ever heard of, huh? It's him, isn't it? Same one. Same book. Them people that didn't want me to be their Lord, bring them right here in front of me. Angels, just kill them all. And then throw them into eternity. Somebody says, Thurman, that's so cruel. I didn't write the book. Is that what's written in the book? Now, do you want to be his enemy? Now then, that, you know, that kind of makes that scripture that God says, I'm the one that wounds and I'm the one that heals. I'm the one that kills and I make alive. Somebody said, God would never kill. Well, right there's another one of those places where he said, bring my enemies and slay them before me. Now, like I told that man on the airplane the other day, I said, don't tick off the king. Don't get him mad at you, because if you tick him off, I said, it could be very bad. I said, you know, when his anger flares, and I said, he's long-suffering and patient, but the scriptures are very clear. When his anger flares, man, you don't want to be nowhere around when God's anger flares. Okay, now let's go to Matthew 4, 16 and 17. Matthew 4, 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region of shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that the time Jesus began to preach to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What was Jesus' first words with his first sermon? There it is, right there on the board. What is that? What did he tell us to do? Repent. Repent. Turn from our wicked ways. Repent. You know, turn from your wicked ways, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now let's go to Matthew 5, starting with verse 3. We'll go through verse 16. Matthew 5, 3 through 16. This great light is coming upon this earth, and if we will realize what He come for, these are some of the blessings you can receive from God if you know Him and you love Him and you serve Him. And verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Just think, the kingdom of heaven is yours. If you make, when you make Jesus Lord of your life, the whole kingdom and everything in the kingdom becomes yours. All the promises of God become yours. I mean, you can stand. You can take authority over things. You can see things change. You can speak His word in power and authority. You can see people get, you can see people's lives get changed. You see people get healed, delivered. Kim's sitting up here smiling, and when I saw that, I just happened to think about way back there when we was preaching on John 20:23 about how to remit sins. And she sat here and heard that. And their power was off one day at their house. They went over there, I don't know, in the night sometime, and they went there, and there was no electricity, so they called the electric company, and the company said, well, we'll have it back on, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock or whatever. So they just go to bed and thank the Lord that the next morning that they get up electricity on. But they got up the next morning, still no electricity, 6 or 7 o'clock, whatever it was. And so she said, Lord, what is the deal? And the Lord spoke to her, said, Kim, remit the sins of this block. And you know what her first statement was? Lord, I can't remit the sins of this block. She had just heard me teach she had the power to remit sins. Why do you think God spoke to you and told you to do that? Because He knew you knew that. But at first, you didn't do it, did you? But then you thought about what you just said. The Holy Spirit got a hold of you and slapped you about twice on the cheeks, and He got your attention, right? She said, Lord, what am I talking about? You tell me to remit the sins of this block. Lord, I remit the sins of this block. And what happened, Kim? In 1 second, the power came back on their block. When God tells you to do something, see, now He will not tell you to do something you don't know from the Word. He won't tell you. If she had never been taught, remit the sins of this block, oh, she would have never, He would have never told her because she never heard that. He would have never said that to her because she wouldn't have had a clue. She could not have went there. The Holy Spirit calls forth the words that you have in your heart from the Word. And if you got all this Word in you, then He can speak to you and tell you to do something. And if you obey, it happens. And it happened for you, didn't it? Every time. It's so awesome. Praise God. I love it. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So all these things are ours. Let's go down to verse 5 and 6. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I mean, the earth belongs to us, really. It's ours. We're going to reign and rule over this thing forever. I mean, can you imagine what that's going to be like one day? I can just see it now. One day, whenever we get caught up into heaven, the Lord's going to put His arms around you and say, son, I want you to go over here. I got a few cities over here. I want you to go over and be governors over these cities over there. And you're going to go do it, right? Yes, you're going to do it. You ain't going to argue with Him, are you? No. But see, we're going to reign and rule with God in the kingdom. We're His children. We're not going to stop living. When our flesh dies, our spirits and souls are going to be alive and free for the first time ever. I can just see it now. The day that this old body, I give up this old body, and I look down and I say, "Woo, Lord, look at this thing!" And there's that's that tent that had me held down all this time. Now I'm free. I know no realms of time, distance, or speed. Wow, be just like God. He's made me and you in His image anyway. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you're not hungering and thirsting for the Word of God, then He won't fill you. But if you hunger and thirst, you all know, those of you that have been in the Word and you've studied and you've sat down and said, Lord, tonight I'm starving. I want some spiritual food tonight or this morning, whenever you're sitting there. Lord, give me something to really chew on today. I mean, ask Him for those impossible things. Boy, that's just like that guy on that airplane. He said, Lord, he told me, he said, I've been praying, Lord, increase my boundaries. Give me more knowledge and wisdom about Your kingdom. And he said, then the Lord set me on an airplane with you. And he said, sitting beside you is like trying to get a drink out of a fire hydrant. I was just amazed at what God does. Isn't he an awesome God? So see, I've prayed those kind of prayers many times, and man, he set me down in the Word, and it's like trying to get a drink out of a fire hydrant and stuff, come blow it out of the Word. And I think, wow, this is awesome, God. You know, just like the first night he told me when I was down there at Louisville Hospital in 1986 when I had never seen a person healed in my life, not one, and I'm a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher and a deacon. And this little Ruthie comes out. I said, Ruthie, how's Ed? Thurman, he's no good. They opened him up today and looked inside him. He has stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer and every organ of his body. He'd be dead in a few weeks. And just as clear as a bell, I heard the Lord speak to me. Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I'll heal him. You talk about stretching your boundaries as a Baptist deacon. So, of course, I done what I would normally do. I walk down that corridor and I look up and I said, God, you didn't hear what she said. She said he has terminal cancer. He's going to die. Oh, I can just see the king now saying, son, if you ever get a hold of who I am, if you ever even get just touch the hem of my garment, you won't ever say a stupid thing like that again. Next time I tell you to do something, you're going to be jumping off the bars trying to get it done. And, of course, after I saw Ed get healed, I mean to tell you, I've been bouncing off the bars ever since. You know, I just love being on fire for Jesus. I love it every time he does something wonderful when I pray for somebody. Don't you, Ernest? I love it. Now then, let's go to verse 7 and 8 there. See what it says. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Are you merciful? Do you show mercy when people need it? And people say, I'm merciful. I said, oh, you're merciful? Then why did you come to me today to tell me that you're going to divorce your wife? You ain't merciful. Go get right with her. You know? You're still married to her? Yeah, I'm married to her, but I can't live with her no more. I've had it. Or she can't live with me. Something's wrong here. I said, well, go love her. Go start loving her.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Are You a Faithful or Unfaithful Servant? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.